Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And over the course of this month, we've been taking a look back at some of the trends in 2014 and also a look ahead to trends that we can expect for next year in content management. So just to start, this year was really an extension, an explosion of many of the technology trends that have been defining enterprise content management over the past couple of years, with technologies like cloud computing and mobile devices kind of leading the way and changing the way companies manage and share information. So this year has been a challenge for traditional vendors in the ECM market. To discuss some of these issues, I have with me today Ron Miller, who's an enterprise technology reporter and a content management expert. So Ron, it's a great pleasure to introduce you and have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So as per usual, I have several questions for you, and I have a feeling you're going to have some good answers for me.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I think so. So my first one is, I think, a topic that you have a lot to say on. So let's talk about the cloud. How has it upended sort of these traditional models for managing information?
Well, you know, it's changed everything, really. And, you know, we've been talking about the cloud for years, but I think we're really beginning to see the bigger players like Oracle and IBM, EMC and OpenText, you know, all of the big traditional players take it much more seriously. They've dabbled in it, but I think they really recognize that they have to do something definitive now. And, you know, once upon a time, you know, the way things worked was you put all your content behind the firewall and you protected the edge, and, you know, that was the way things worked. But I think we know by now that, you know, that model just doesn't work anymore. And we also know it's not a matter of just taking a large enterprise software package and making it stable and leaving it alone for years. These are the traditional ways we think of IT. But today, you know, you need agility to make changes quickly. And in that context, you know, stability has been trumped by agility. So, you know, against all that, we have the mobile devices, including phones and tablets, and we need to access our content, you know, wherever we go on whatever device. That's clear. And we need to sync across these devices. And the way you do that is through the cloud. So for all of those reasons, the cloud has had a tremendous impact on the enterprise in general and content management in particular.
And so we've talked a little bit about this before, and it's been an ever-present theme on the site. And you were on a tweet jam that we did recently on this topic. So let's talk about file sharing versus ECM. How have the Dropboxes of the world, these cloud-based file sharing services, really changed traditional kind of heavy enterprise content management?
Well, you know, I think companies like Box and Dropbox and, you know, many of that ilk have the advantage of being born in the cloud. So they don't carry any of that legacy baggage that typical enterprise software companies like the ones I just mentioned, you know, that they have to deal with. Plus, you know, the traditional companies face the classic innovator's dilemma, which is Clayton Christensen's idea that you can't protect your existing business while building for the future. So they have this, you know, they're kind of squeezed between these two factors. And, you know, you have this other thing against that, you know, going on in the background where you have companies looking for simplicity over complexity. And I think, you know, the Dropboxes and the Boxes and those companies, the cloud companies, understand that much better than the traditional companies. So this is all putting pressure on the traditional companies. And once you get on a mobile device, this need to deliver something that's simple and concise becomes even more important. And so, you know, you get this discrete set of services instead of, you know, this big monolithic thing that traditional vendors are used to delivering. So, you know, and finally, the focus is much more on the end user from these cloud companies than it is on IT. So it becomes usability rather than management. So, I mean, they both have, you know, they both obviously have to play a factor, but, you know, usability trumps, I think, management at least up front with these newer companies. companies. So what they're doing is they're relying on partnerships and their APIs to tie into some of these other content management requirements like e-discovery, governance, security, and so forth. And you saw that this week with Dropbox, which announced new API agreements with a bunch of different businesses. And Box yesterday also announced a big, you know, security partnership initiative. So, you know, both of them are recognizing they kind of have to dabble in the same thing as the traditional guys, but they're doing it their own way.
Right. So you started to allude to this, but if you have anything to add to it, you know, the cloud has been a major disruptor, as has mobile. What is mobile doing in terms of traditional enterprise content management?
So, you know, when it comes to mobile, I mean, I like to look at mobile this way. I refer to my mobile phone as my computer in my pocket, right? It's much more than a phone. So what we're doing is we're using our mobile devices as computers. And as we do this, as we move through the world, we need this, you know, ability to access and interact content wherever we are. And that's forced companies, you know, both vendors and customers to rethink content delivery. And I think that it's not just, you know, as I said, it's not just a matter of protecting the edge anymore. Now you have to think about delivering across these devices. And that means they have to rethink security in a mobile context and how you deliver apps and, you know, and how to make it make sense on a small screen and all of that. So some companies have mastered this. Others are still working on it. And I think that the companies born in the cloud, as I talked about before, they really have a head start over traditional vendors in that regard.
So many thanks to Ron Miller for joining us today and helping shed light on some of the upcoming trends we might expect in 2015. And we'll be conducting part two of this podcast in just a couple of minutes.